the light, the breath of life. I don't know where the night before I was and what stopping place it was that in all directions it was the dance of the victimized the night before. That's an ordinary attempt to translate the extraordinary Persian couplet of Amir Khusro. Nami danam che manzil bund shab jaye ke mandam bahar su raqs bismil bund shab jaye ke mandam. Where exactly he was and what exactly it was that he witnessed, he hinted only this, that he witnessed the dance in all directions of the victimized. Then who is this Hikari, the gamesman of these victimized, the preys? And who are the game, the victims? Why are they called the victims? And the poet has conveniently left all the answers for us to imagine and speculate, for us to flutter the wings and struggle to fly on the wings of what else but imagination, and reach as high as possible and still try and make out what he had seen that night that lifted him to that point of ecstasy that he could not help but write in these mysteriously beautiful lines. Does he capture the vision, a total panoramic vision of all the universes and the planets, like the electrons in an atom revolving around the nucleus in each of these universes? The Earth revolving on its axis is also moving around the Sun. The planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn, are all moving around the Sun as well. The Moon is moving around the Earth, and in all other universes, the same dance, the same way he sees. He sees life in all forms and shapes engaged in the same kind of dance. The heart, a universe in itself, is beating in and out the drops of blood. They are dancing up along the veins and down through the arteries to the tune and beats of the throbbing heart. The lungs, busy in their own dance, are sucking in the breath of life and pushing it out again to make way for the life's next installment. The brain, the center of all kinds of nerves and vibes, is directing countless dances. Innumerable bodies of men and women, of animals, of birds, of insects, are managing to dance to the tunes of the heart, of the lungs, and of the brain. This is not all. Add to this the totality of plant life. Life dances there as well. The plants and trees suck water from beneath the Mother Earth, and the dancing liquid takes the course of multitudinous tributaries until it reaches the very top. From the top, they suck air. To different airs in two different ways at two different times of the day and of the night to provide the breath of life for themselves and for all the other living beings, thus orchestrating and choreographing and also dancing at the same time the dance of life. All these beautiful steps, the charming movements and the entrancing postures of this beautiful dance, and the beautiful dances are but game to dance at the behest of the baton in the hands of the great hunter. The marvel is the hunter and the hunted love the game, and all the hunted fall in love with the hunter all the way, well down to the finish. To complete the flight, he arrives at the houseless house in which the hunter himself heads the assemblage and the lamp that bathes in light all and entire is the prophet. Khuda khud mir majlis gud andar la makan khusro Muhammad shami mehfil gud sham jaye ke man budam. This houseless house is his own body. The mir majlis occupies the seat of the soul. Majlis, that is life, is going on. Isn't then the very breath of life is the light of the lamp? The breath goes and comes back, goes and comes back, then the breath goes and doesn't come back. The majlis is draped in darkness. The light is out. Mere majlis terminates the majlis. The soul departs when there is no breath, the Shamme Mehfil. If the Prophet is the very breath of life, not just of human life, but of the animal life and of the plant life, and indeed of life in all shapes and sizes, then Khusro must have realized the Prophet as a universal entity, as Rahmatil Lil Alameen, which is just another epithet of God Himself, who happens to be the hunter and the Mir Majlis. What better Rahmat, better kindness, better mercy, and gift of God to all the universes and to life in all forms and shapes and sizes than the very breath of life. To this day, the worlds sing this composition in summer mehfils, to cast a spell of trance in which a certain level of bliss, a certain level of bliss and ecstasy is experienced well beyond the boundaries of sects, creeds, and religions. So